In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, 3-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back into The Drive on 96.5 The Fan. Coming up at the top of the hour, we will get back to the NFL. Let's go through a storyline for each of the three local schools. You know what? I'm in a K-State mood to kick things off. Tell your K-State friends that we like their team. I know the K-State fans will have you believe that no one talks about them and no one likes them. That's not true. We like them on this show. We are friends to all Eco Cats. I'm trying to go to the game this week. So if you got a tailgate, let me know, because I'm trying to pull up. I'm trying to eat. Do we think K-State has good tailgates? Now that I'm thinking it out loud, I don't. Never mind. You know what?
Hold on. Look, I'm about to say that's about K-State. What a crazy world. I've tailgated in Manhattan before. It's a time. It's like tailgating with Buffalo Bills fans.
Okay. That was a positive. If you tell me, hey, come to my tailgate, it's like being in Buffalo, New York. You know what, my brother? I'm not coming to your tailgate. That's not the tailgate that I need to be a part of. Are they having the quality eats at the Manhattan tailgate? Because I don't know, man. I'm not 100% sure. It feels like it's a lot of hot dogs and hamburgers at the K-State cookout, man. I don't know if they're really throwing down. You know what? On second thought, let me just stop at Taco Lucia on the way in, man. Let me just stop and get something to eat. I'll meet you guys mid-first quarter on the way there on Friday. I don't know if I'm coming to the tailgate so I can have your two Oscar Mayer hot dogs and that big bag of chips. I don't. You know what? On second thought, I will not be in attendance. But related to K-State, they got one of the better running backs in the portal in Dylan Edwards. You guys know, four-state recruit from Kansas, went to Colorado. Now he's at K-State. For some reason, they don't like giving him the ball. Here's the coach.
One, we need to find ways to get him to football more. That's a pretty simple concept that I've challenged or addressed with our offensive guys. The second part of it is, we are not on the field enough offensively, and last week was more the defense's fault that we were on the field for 55 plays. Typically, we're on the field for 70, 75 plays. The first two games, we've been at 55, and the first game was basically 40 because Dylan didn't play or starters didn't play the last 15 plays. So we've got to get more plays, because I'd like to see Avery with the ball more in his hands. I'd like to see Dylan with the ball more in his hands. I'd like to see what you guys like to see. Let's get the ball downfield to our wide receivers. Well, our sample size is so small, and the fact that we've had 55 plays in the first two games, and the first game we had basically 40 because we had our backups, and we've got to get drive started so that we can get 70, 75 plays, and then we've got to get off the field on defense.
I am not saying this to be sarcastic. That is the best answer that I've ever heard Chris Klieman give. It is the most detailed. It is the most direct. It is the best answer I've ever heard him give. It is also explained when you look at the stats. On Saturday against Tulane, Tulane had the ball for 33 minutes. K-State had the ball for 26 minutes. So they lost the time of possession. Other team just ran more plays than they ran. So the point that he is making, it really comes down to a usage thing. Well, we didn't have the ball a whole lot, so we can't get everybody involved. We have to do a better job in getting him the football. Why I think this matters, why we are talking about it, is when they've given him the ball, he's actually been really good this year. They gave him the ball 5 times in the first game. He had 43 yards and he scored a touchdown. They gave him the ball 4 times on Saturday against Tulane. He had 54 yards and scored a touchdown. I had a 27-yard run on the play. This is crazy. I know, it's wild. Give your best player the football. Allow him to make plays. Did you guys know that he already has more rushing touchdowns than he had at Colorado? He got 76 touches in Colorado in the run game, scored one touchdown. He has 9 carries at K-State, already has 2 touchdowns. I think the kid might be really good. Do a better job in getting him the football. I am happy that the head coach acknowledges this. I am happy this is something that he is having a conversation with about his staff. You know what? No reason to get all up in arms about this. Let's see what happens on Friday. I think Friday is going to be a great environment. I saw it's the first non-con ranked team to come to Manhattan in over a decade. It's a big, important game. It's Fox. It's a Friday night. 2 ranked opponents. I think Manhattan is going to be special on Friday. I think they're winning the game. I know a lot of people have Arizona as a popular upset pick. I got it. Makes sense to me. Great quarterback. Might have a Heisman contender at wide receiver. Arizona is certainly capable of going in and winning this game. First time on the road in Manhattan, Friday night, road college football game. Those are just really tough spots to go in there and win. I think that K-State takes care of business, and I think they beat Arizona on Friday in Manhattan. You know what? Let's talk about your team. Let's talk about KU. I will allow you more time to talk about this than I need to talk about this. All I want to say is, KU, y'all can lose this game. I don't know if you guys know that or not. And I get it. You know, you play UNLV and it's a home game and you're all excited. I'm telling you, you can lose this game. UNLV is 2-0. Last year's UNLV team went 9-5. You guys obviously know them very well. You played them in a bowl game. This has a chance to be a good competitive game, especially because last year, you guys were better at quarterback than I think you are right now. You scored 49 points back the day after Christmas against UNLV. I don't know if you're scoring 49 points in this game. I saw the spreads around 7.5. I think UNLV is capable of coming into Sporting Park and turning a lot of you away unhappy with how it turns out. I got KU on upset alert here on Saturday.
It's Friday night, by the way. Friday night at CMP. But I agree with you. They should be on upset alert. But I think a lot of the meltdown you are seeing from KU fans, which, by the way, it's been KU basketball level of meltdown post a loss. We haven't seen that for the football program.
I love it. Poured directly into my veins to see KU fans. You guys were so excited about this football season. This football season was supposed to be different. That's what it was. You guys were talking about the playoff. You lost to Illinois in week 2. I love it. All right. Let me get back to fair and balanced. This season is not over. You guys can still win 8-9 games. Sure, you're not going to the college football playoff. You still can have one of the 5 best seasons in Kansas football history. All of that is still there.
I would also say KU can squelch a lot of those meltdown nerves if they come out and they thump UNLV. Now, I don't think they're going to thump UNLV. I think they probably win. I think the spread's too high, but I think they can win because I think there were plays they left on the field against Illinois. But if you come out and thump UNLV, a lot of that fan confidence returns overnight because their Big 12 schedule is at West Virginia. That's a toss-up game. And then TCU at home, Houston at home. You have Colorado at home. You're on the road at Arizona State, who's okay. Like, I think one quality win and the meltdown may end for KU fans.
Do you know how much tickets are right now for the game?
On Friday night?
Yeah.
I don't.
$65.
That is a monumental drop.
You probably should have sold your tickets back when you first got them and then bought back in today. If you're telling me you can now get into this KU game for $65-$80, that ain't bad. It's a good college football game in a very unique environment. It's the last game that they have at Sporting Park this season. If you're a KU fan, I would encourage you to go ahead and look at some of these seats. It's not a bad seat in there. So even if you get the worst tickets imaginable, what's the worst seat at Sporting Park? It's $65 right now on Vivid Seats if you want to check it out and you want to go to the game. For Missouri, it's very simple. Is Luther Burden and Theo Weiss going to play? Now, Eli Drinkwitz says they're going to play, says they are probable for the game. He expects them to play. If you got those two guys playing, I don't have anything to worry about heading into this game against Boston College, which now, oddly enough, has kind of turned into a game that's like, hey, man, Boston College might actually be kind of decent. I mean, they're a ranked opponent here. Now, they're ranked off the fact that they beat Florida State. It's not a good football team by any means, but that's a team that can run the football. It's a team that has a mobile quarterback. I think Boston College is coming in here a little bit surly. certainly with nothing to lose here. You're the road team. You're playing the big bad AC or SEC team that's ranked in the top 10. If you're coming in, if you're Boston College, we've already gone on the road and beat Florida State. That was a top 10 ranked team. What's stopping us from going on the road and doing the exact same thing to Missouri? Now, I don't think Missouri's defense is going to let that happen. Missouri's defense has been the best unit here locally of all the three local schools. Their defense hasn't allowed a point yet. Teams are averaging less than 4 yards a play against this defense. They have been phenomenal. We'll obviously talk more college football over the course of the week.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal, the raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, 3-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.